Go to Psalms 110. I got so excited on Wednesday. Sharon had shared this message on Psalms 110 and just hit me. And I just been in that for the last 3 days. We've been talking about the keys of the kingdom. The kingdom has been given when you were born again. The kingdom of God took residence within you. It took residence in Christ. God the Father's not like us. He doesn't just give and take away. Oh, you were bad today. I take the kingdom away. When you get good enough, I'll give it back to you. He doesn't do that. He gave the kingdom. The kingdom operates by spiritual law. It operates by revelation light. It doesn't operate according to your understanding within your mind. It operates according to spiritual law. Amen? And when you understand how spiritual law works and how the kingdom works, then we started employing it and things started happening. Amen? And one of the bases of the kingdom is you have to understand where it's most effective. Where are these keys? He goes, I give you the keys, say keys, plural, of the kingdom, that whatever you bind on the earth, in the earth, through the earth, with the earth, will be bound in heaven. That is just a fact. If it's bound in heaven, I don't care what you do. You can scream, shout, cry, whine, pitch a fit, throw a fit, lay down for 3 hours. But if the kingdom is bound because of something's going on with your life, then it's not going to get through. The blessing's not going to get through. The power's not going to get through. And there are things in this life that the enemy, if you know this, chances are the enemy knows this. And so what he seeks to do is get you, because he can't take the kingdom. He gets your cooperation in binding it. And the way he does that is all of this is focused from the heart. Say the heart. The kingdom is opened and it's closed from the heart. Guard the heart with all diligence, for what out of it flows the issues or the wellspring of life. What does the Bible say? Out of your innermost being floweth what rivers? He says, the waters that I'll give you shall be in you a well of water springing up. All that's coming from the heart. We've been given authority, delegated authority. The Lord Jesus gave us authority to operate with these keys, to function with these keys. We've been given stewardship of these keys. He didn't say whatever someone else binds. He says whatever you bind. And we find out there's a lot of different things that bind the heart. And when it's bound in certain areas, the kingdom will be bound and it'll be restricted from flowing, and their prayers don't get answered and we get frustrated, and that even compounds it. One of the great things we found out was trespasses. The Bible says if you cannot forgive men their trespasses, neither can your heavenly Father forgive you. He says that's not a state of unforgiveness as far as your salvation goes. It's a state of unforgiveness as far as your fellowship, relationship, and the flow of kingdom. And if that state of unforgiveness exists, the kingdom can't get through. And so trespass is not just simply forgiving. He said forgiving what? From the heart. There's a difference between forgiving somebody and loosing it from the heart. Case in point, think about someone that's hurt you or devastated you, betrayed you in that life. You got through it because you're living today, amen? But there's times when you can just get through a situation, but you see that person, you hear their name mentioned, or you get around them, and all of a sudden something just goes off on the inside of you. You see them in the grocery store and you duck. I know that's never happened to any of you. So what happens if you don't get loose from it? You can forgive them and move on to a certain level, but it's not just to forgive from the head. You've got to forgive from the heart. And to do that, forgiveness means let go. You have to loose it. It has to be released and relinquished from the heart. And that, my friend, is not easy to do if it's a devastating situation. Sometimes you're going to have to get in position for forgiveness. So we talked about the position of forgiveness. It's actually in the Lord's Prayer. Part of the Lord's Prayer was forgive men their trespasses. It was an operation of the Lord's Prayer. But he said, before you do any of this, you got to get in position. Everybody in this church ought to know position by now. When you pray, say when. Not if, when. When you pray, when you forgive, enter into the inner sanctuary and shut the door. Say, shut the door. You're shutting the door. You're transferring jurisdictionally. You're moving from the earth's jurisdiction to kingdom jurisdiction. You got to get where he is. He says, now the Father that seeth you in secret will reward you openly. You got to get where the Father is. We found out all this takes place at the throne of grace. You're going to have a lot better time functioning with the keys of the kingdom because you're going to have a much greater capacity to operate the keys of the kingdom if you operate where they're designed to operate, how they're designed to operate. They operate best at the throne of grace. And they operate from the heart. Many times you're trying to use the keys of the kingdom out here. The kingdom's open and closed from the heart. It's the heart. When you open, what I found out when I started doing this and releasing some things from the heart, God went out there and fixed some of my problems. The kingdom went out there and fixed it. I opened it by the authority God gave me by opening some things in my heart, by loosing some things that were in the way. You have power there. Listen, all power in heaven and earth. You may not be able to fix everything out there, but you have power to fix what's in here. Working in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord Jesus as your high priest at the throne of grace, you can loose things that have you bound. Now, here's one of the things we found. A lot of times you don't know what's in the way. It's impossible for your present mind to see the condition of your heart. Most everybody walks around, oh, my heart's, everything's fine. That's what your mind tells you. But your life doesn't line up, though. The life doesn't line up. The lifestyle, there are things that are not lining up. And so when things not line up and you continually circling around one thing after another, usually there's an issue that needs to be addressed and loosed. A lot of times you don't know what that is, but God knows what it is. As Pastor Chuck brought out, if we walk in the light, he says, in thy light, we see light. Say, in thy light. That's why you want to do it at the throne of grace, because there's light there. It's because all things are naked and open before the eyes of him of whom we have to do. He is our high priest. He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Come boldly, therefore, to the throne of grace. We're open there. We don't get to hide there. Darkness gets power because it hides. That's the nature of darkness. It hides. When you bring your heart into the light, you're able to see things that you could not otherwise see. And you must see these things if you're going to get free. Because people can shout it to you, scream it to you. Your wife can tell you every day. Your husband can tell you every day. But until you see it, you're not going to change. And the power to change is in the light at the throne of grace. And it's there you employ the keys of the kingdom. When he shows it to you, you have power to loose it right there. We've been seeing some mighty things getting loosed. Glory to God. And when you get your heart loose, guess what? The kingdom, the living waters release. And those things out there, those mountains out there you were wanting moved, the kingdom goes and moves them for you because you unlocked it. It wasn't God wasn't decided. Oh, God decided to move that day and not today. He's always moving. Here's a revelation for you. God is not stuck. Everyone say, God is not stuck. And he set the kingdom in your heart and he gave you the authority, the keys. You can bind it. You can loose it. You can bind the kingdom. I mean, if you run, I know a lot of things about the keys of the kingdom. You'll bind the devil and you bind him on earth. He's bound in heaven. But why does the devil need to be bound in heaven? He's not in heaven. He's on the earth. It's the kingdom that gets bound. Or as the kingdom gets loose, you have the delegated authority. The problem is you can't always see. And if you can't see what the problem is, then it's going to stay with you. And it's going to continually create the same circumstances year after year. So what we try to do is we see a pattern of circumstances and we try to set our hand to it. Well, I'm going to fix this. We go in fix it mode. And that doesn't work either. Some things you're not going to fix. You can write that down. There are some things in your life only God can fix. And if there's nothing in your life that God needs fixing, just keep walking with Him. I'm sure something's going to rise and you don't get the fix. There are certain things that God just tells me that is off limits for you trying to fix that. There are certain things in your life that are going to be off limits that only God can fix, not you. That's hard. How do you get God to fix something when you can't touch it? How do I walk with the ark? I need to get it from where it is, Obed-Edom's house, to Jerusalem. How do I get it there when I can't touch it? And if I steady it, I'm going to die like Uzzah did. But it's got to move. And I got to walk with it, but I don't get to touch it or steady it or fix it or help it. How do you do that? You're not going to find that in Bible School 101. You're not. You're going to find that in the school of the Holy Ghost and sometimes the school of hard knocks. You're going to find it with experiential wisdom and walking with God. You're going to find where you get to do what you don't get to do. It's not in the world, in the kingdom. In the world, it's just do it. In the kingdom is you can't do it. It's totally opposite. So how do I get it done? How do I get the mountain moved? Well, I found out I have jurisdictional authority here. If I want to fix something, fix this. If I want to get this fixed, that'll get fixed. I found there's a correlation when I allow God to work with God. See, it's not allowed just God, because you got to work with Him, because you got the keys of the kingdom in your heart. You have power. You can loose things. Found out there's all kinds of things. Generational belief systems can create blockages within your heart. Sometimes people are born in generational poverty. You know how hard that is to break for someone that's born in generational poverty? You know how hard that is to break that off your generational line? That's not an easy thing to do when it's generational. It gets not only in the bloodline, it gets in the thoughts and the systems, it gets in everything you do. It's a mindset. And it's right here. It's not just here. You can't just fix your head and think the kingdom's going to get fixed. It's got to fix in the heart. Say, fix the heart. Because the kingdom flows through the heart. The power of the kingdom is not in your head. You can write that down. The power of the kingdom is not in the head. It's not in positive thinking. It's in the heart. It's either loosed or it's bound. It's as simple as that. How do I get it loose? I got to get my heart where it can see. What'd he say? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. What did he say in Proverbs? As a man thinketh, say thinketh, in his heart. Your heart thinks just like your head does, but much deeper. Because the heart is what your mind is to the natural man, your heart is to the spiritual man. It's a central thing of focus of all things. Amen? The heart, as a man thinketh, in his heart, so is he. You know what that word thinketh means? Shoar. Hebrew word shoar. You know what it means? Act as a gatekeeper. It actually means doorkeeper. As a man becomes a doorkeeper in his heart, so is he. Your heart is the doorkeeper of the kingdom of God. Or it will just keep who you are right now. You know how hard sometimes it is and difficult is to break out of a system that life has put you in? If you're going to break out of a system that life has put you in, it's going to take a little more sometime than someone laying their hands on you, unless the person laying their hands on you know how to open your heart. Because it's going to require a shift in the heart, not just in your head. Before I was born again, I did all those self-help, positive thinking. It's here. I'll tell you something else it'll do. It'll lose physical infirmity. How do you know that? I read that in a book somewhere. Actually, I didn't even tell on that till this morning. But since I got into this message, I had an assignment released upon me. And for the last 4 or 5 days, I felt like a 500-pound stone was sitting on my chest. I know what that means. And I understand what all that means. And I felt restriction. I couldn't hardly breathe and different things going on. It was more difficult at other times. And this morning, it was especially just, I woke up very early and it was like I could hardly breathe and I knew what was going on. And everything's go to the hospital. Every voice in me, go to the hospital. Listen, I have no problem with hospitals. But I also heard this other voice in me. I am your great physician. And I brought myself and all that pain up before the throne of grace. I said, Lord, if I have power to loose things in the soul, I've got power to loose things in the natural heart. And something, I don't know how I knew this, but the Spirit of the Lord told me, he said, you're not dealing with the natural condition. You're dealing with a spirit of infirmity that's been sent to close off your natural heart. And I tell you, I warred and wrestled with that thing for about 30, 45 minutes, but I got the victory. It broke him and I felt him leave. I felt that spirit of infirmity leave. And my heart opened. Glory to God. I said, oh, glory. What a great inheritance we have. I found out your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Jesus purchased it. You can bring it before the throne of grace. You can bring your soul before the throne of grace. He's a great high priest. Say, he's a great high priest. He can be touched with the feelings of your infirmity. We're fighting too many battles here. You're trying to employ. There are time to fight battles, but when you're fighting personal battles, you need to get your life before the throne of grace. You got to get where all grace is, where all light is, where the power, the keys to the kingdom are most effective. You can lose physical infirmity from your body. You can lose things from your soul. And we find out sometimes your soul gets programmed in areas. It carries this, it's like a computer drive. You can program and you program it enough. If someone tells you something enough when you're a little kid, you'll believe it. When you undergo situations and circumstances that are repetitive over and over and over again, they set a design upon your life. They set a design because what happens is your soul, the way it processes situations and pain, it pushes it down, covers it up, pushes it down, covers it up. That's what you do when you don't know any better. But in the kingdom, we don't push down and cover up. We don't just suck it up in the kingdom and move on. We loose it. There's a difference between sucking it up and loosing it. You gotta let go. You have to loose. You've been given power to loose trials that were sent against you. If you don't get them loose, you carry them. And if you carry them, they compound. If they compound, they're gonna cause situations. I'm preaching a lot better than most of you are shouting. When they start compounding, when those trials start compounding, when that compounding situation, it's gonna start ordering stuff. Because the heart will order what's in it. It'll order what's in it. You can't fix things on the out. You got to fix in the realm of the heart. The problem is you can't see. You can't see because we're very skilled at walling over. So you got to get before what? The throne, say throne of grace. All things are naked and open there. There's light there. He'll show you what's going on. He'll show you why you continually have the same situation, a reoccurring situation and circumstance in your life. If you have a reoccurring situation or circumstance in your life, there is something bound in your heart that's causing that to recur. Amen? So what happens is when it's bound, you don't understand when it's bound. A lot of the spirits are get attracted to that design. That's why it'll attract your heart will attract the kingdom. It can also attract the demonic kingdom, darkness. If it's bound in the heart, it'll attract. It'll attract. If you have rejection bound in the heart, you will attract rejection. Or you'll detract everybody. That's just the way it works. If you have favor bound in your heart, guess what? Favor starts being. It'll find you. You get the kingdom loosed in your heart. Favor and opportunity will start showing up at your door. It's the way it works. Amen. Got to get our heart before the throne of grace. Are you at Psalms 110? So Psalms 110 verse 1 said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Actually, Jesus quoted this in the Gospels when they said, who do man say that I am? And they asked him, he says, what do you think? And the Pharisees were gathered in Matthew 22 and they asked him, say, what think you of Christ? Whose son is he? Whose son is he? He was basically teaching me, he says, so whose son is the Christ? They said, well, he's the son of David. And then he quotes this psalm right here. He said, well, if he's the son of David, how come David called him my Lord? The Lord said unto my Lord. And so that hushed all the Pharisees up. Basically, the Father was decreeing to the Son. That's what he said. The Lord said unto my Lord. The Father said unto my Lord. He already knew the Lord before he even became flesh. He knew the Father and the Son. He knew him when he was the Logos, before he became the incarnate Christ. He already knew. He said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. That's where the throne of grace is, part of the right hand of God. There's a lot of things in the right hand, but the throne of grace is one of the primary places you'll visit and operate from. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. You think about that. I never thought about this really. I know the Lord's been telling us to sit. You remember when the Lord multiplied bread? I'm telling you right now, the loaves and the bread, that was a secondary miracle. The first miracle is he said, have all the men sit down. I mean, you have to understand, these men have their wives and their children and they haven't eaten all day. What do you do when your kids are hungry? Are you going to go sit down? But you're in a desert. So God knows how to get you in a situation where you're going to have to believe him. God knows how to position. He said, have the men sit down. That had to be a miracle in itself. Get 5,000 men to sit down. I'm sorry, think about this. He said, sit down until. The world says, work until the work is finished. Jesus says, sit until I do it. Sit until I take your enemies out there and put them under your feet. Sit down with me where I am until your enemies out there go under your feet. There's a time you can't move those mountains. You're going to have to sit until God moves them. But you got to sit. He didn't say wait until he said sit. There's a difference between waiting and sitting. Sitting is position. Waiting just can be frustration. You can wait here all day long for God to do something. That's not what he was saying there. He said, sit down at my right hand. Be enthroned with me. Sit down with me until I take your circumstances and put them under your feet. Say, sit until the rod of strength comes out of Zion. Because what's going to happen when we learn to sit down? That's why the right hand of God's so powerful. At the right hand of God, we're enthroned with him until he takes our enemies, the spiritual enemies, and he puts them under our feet. Until the next verse, he will send the rod of Zion. He will send the rod, say the rod. The Lord will send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule to rule. That's a scepter. That's a power that comes only from the right hand of God. That's not a power that you're going to sit and waiting for the anointing to show up. That's not what he said. You got to get with him. Sit down. Be enthroned. Learn of me. Be in position. Wait! Sit until I send the rod of Zion. Sit until I open the heart. Sit until I open the kingdom. Because that's where the kingdom's open. You're not just sitting. You're sitting at the right hand of God. You don't just sit at the right hand of God. You sit. Because when you sit in light, it's an impossibility for you to stay the same. Here, you can administrate 24 hours a day in your priesthood here and still be the same. You can work like a busy bee and still be the same. When you sit with God, you can't remain the same. He already said, sit at my right hand until I change you, open the kingdom of God, and send the rod of strength out of you. Because that's what he's saying. You're going to sit until the rod of strength gets released out. Sit until he makes thine enemies your footstool. I found when we sit with him, and especially the heart, when he opens, the kingdom doesn't take very long to change something. And I'm talking about things that you don't get to change. And I found also the enemy, once I started really getting a hold of this, I found out he is super skilled at getting you to tie your heart down to his system. He wants you to bind and tie to his system. And we're going to be effective in the last days. We're going to have to do it God's way. Amen. And we're going to do it God's way. We're going to have to do it with him, where he is. We're going to have to be able to function fully with the keys of the kingdom and be effective. We're going to have the heart open wide. That's why Jesus said, the thief cometh, but he has no place. He says, we have a high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, tempted in all points. Listen to this very carefully. Like he was, yet without the word sin there comes hamartia, which is the root word hamartano, without trespass. He never allowed the enemy to tie him down. He never allowed the enemy to steal his authority. You know what the enemy does? What he's best at? To steal God-given authority. He built the entire world system off Adam's authority. And he's constantly trying to steal our authority. Because he's trying to tie down something. And once he can bind the heart down into his system, he can bind it into a belief system. He can bind it in trespasses. He can bind it in wounds. Whatever. He can bind it with a religious spirit. You get a religious spirit on you. I don't believe that stuff. Guess what? You bind up the kingdom in that area. Don't worry. The kingdom will not show up in an area you don't want it. You ever figure that out? Kingdom does not show up in areas we don't want it to show up in. We have to embrace truth. Amen. We can't afford to be bound in every area. And we don't know the areas that are repetitive. If you want to know what it is, just find the repetitive area. Your heart is reforming and forging that. That's why if you ever gotten free from an area of your life, I mean a severe trial, and found yourself back into the same one, just different circumstance. Now, if that happens 3 or 4 times, guess what? That's called stronghold. You can whisper it, shout it, doesn't matter. Stronghold. And then you go to war with that thing out there, and that'll wear you out. You're going to face it and change it. You got to get this before God. Let him show you why that design is reproducing itself. And once you find out why it's producing itself, and you get in there, you'll be amazed. And when you get your heart in the light of God, what can be seen? He'll show you why it's reproducing. Because there's an area that was unresolved. Well, I thought I forgave them. You forgave them from your head. But you didn't loose them from the heart. That's why I said, if you do not forgive and loose, release from the heart. Say, from the heart. So when we loose it, we get freed. Amen. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. God not expecting you to be perfect. Especially, he does not expect you to perfect yourself. Perfection's obtained at the right hand of God. So we come through the living door, Lord. Father, we just do it your way. When we pray, we enter into the inner sanctuary. We come through the door. We come through the door. You are the door, Lord. We come in. We come boldly. Say boldly. To the throne of grace. We come boldly to a throne that's full of grace. It's full of mercy. It's full of light. It's full of love. You're a high priest, Lord, that administrates there. Our great high priest. You're our great high priest. You can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. natural infirmity, spiritual infirmity, soulish infirmity. You can be touched, Lord. Right now, Father, we bring our heart before you. We are the temple of the living God. As your hand is upon your heart right now, we just decree now in the employment of the keys of the kingdom. First, we ask you to wash our bodies with living water, to wash our heart in the blood of Jesus, to forgive. Forgive us. Lord, we come and ask forgiveness. We are sons. We are daughters. We are Benjamin, the sons and daughters of thy right hand. You shieldeth us and covereth us all the day long. You uphold us. If you have somebody or a situation, forgive, release, and loose. Forgive, release. Sometimes it's words. Somebody spoke over you and hammered you with words, violent words at times. Those words carry spirit with them. They carry power with them. Today we loose that. And we release. We loose. And we bring our heart into the light as you're in the light. We walk in the light, Lord, as you're in the light. We walk in the light as you're in the light.